Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is
back. Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready.
Welcome again to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. On this program, President Barack Obama will become the first sitting U.S. president to visit Hiroshima, Japan. Steph Curry was named the NBA MVP for the second time in a row. Russia is accused of running a widespread doping operation at the Sochi Olympics. There's a court ruling that kills Staples and Office Depot merger. And the U.S. Congress bans members from Yahoo and Gmail. Now, one more story. The most asthma research does not apply to black children. We have that this week in court and much more. So I want to welcome you again on to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. This is where we give our weekly news wrap-up show a week worth of information in just one sitting. If you want to call in and join us, our call-in number is area code 323-693-3038, and if you're in the archives, we're live every Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just dial this number, and you can listen to us live wherever you, if you're driving in your car, whatever, 323-693-3038. Now, our first story, Stephen Curry was named MVP for the second year in a row and could be the first player in history or he was the first player in history to win unanimous vote for that title. Now, despite the hush around the awards, the rumors come as no surprise. Curry, who's 28, has had an even better season this year than he did when he won the first Most Valuable Player award. Now, if you don't know, he hit over 400 three-pointers this season, after coming off of winning the NBA championship last year and the MVP. So technically he's won an MVP, championship, MVP, and still going for another championship. So congratulations to those guys at Golden State and Steph Curry. If you want to put this in context, I think it took Larry Bird 3 or 4 years to hit 400 three-pointers, and he did it in 1 year. No, I think actually Larry Bird's with 6 years, but just thought I'd try to help him out a little bit. Now, in cities across America, the middle class is hollowing out, according to a new study. Now, the widening wealth gap is moving more households into either higher or lower income groups in major metro areas, with fewer remaining in the middle. Now, that's according to a report that was released this week by the Pew Research Center. Now, in nearly one quarter of metro areas, middle-class adults no longer make up the majority. The Pew analysis found that's up from fewer than 10% of metro areas in 2000. That's a sharp shift. It reflects the broader erosion that occurred during the 2000 to 2014. Over that time, middle class has shrank in 9 out of every 10 metro areas. Now, the historic trip by the cruise ship, the Carnival cruise ship to Cuba, they returned to the United States with suspected neurovirus outbreak on board after 14 passengers fell ill. Now, Carnival Corporation, their Fathom line ship, Adona, returned to Miami on Sunday, and the cruise ship line has confirmed the 14 passengers were recovering from stomach-related symptoms. So we don't know exactly, but that's what they suspect. I'm not going to say anything on any kind of conspiracy on this one. Now, the U.S. has spent $7 billion on 5,000 airstrikes against ISIS, or ISIL, but still struggles to convince Iraq, still struggles to convince Iraqis, sorry about that, that it doesn't support the terror group. Now, newspapers and television networks repeat conspiracy theories in Iraq that the U.S. created the jihad group and sow chaos in the region in order to seize its oil. Now, again, those new stories coming out of the Middle East also says, kind of confirmed what the Western news said, that some of the oil, the million barrels a day that they were selling on the black market, some of it was going to Israel. So that's kind of weird, but there are conspiracy theories nonetheless. Although we reported that on the U.S. side, that that is true, that some of the oil on the black market to fund the people who we are bombing and fighting, they're actually selling oil to someone in NATO. All right, there you go. Now, the U.S. Army cuts leave the fewest, they're going to cut and leave the fewest active duty soldiers since the pre-World War II days. Now, the Obama administration, the Pentagon, reduced the troop numbers, and the Army is currently in the process of reducing its numbers again, with plans to bring down active duty soldiers to about 450,000 by the end of 2018. So active duty Army, they're getting cut. There we go. Now, President Barack Obama this month will become the first sitting U.S. president to visit Hiroshima, where 7 decades ago the U.S. dropped a devastating atomic bomb that ushered in the nuclear age. By visiting the Peace Park near where the epicenter of that 1945 attack was, the president hopes to reinvigorate efforts worldwide to eliminate nuclear weapons. But in a sign of an extraordinary political sensitivities attached to the gesture, the White House is going out of his way to stress that the president will not come bearing an apology. Now, the Deputy National Security Advisor said that he will not revisit the decision to use the atomic bomb at the end of World War II. Instead, the president will spotlight the toll of war and offer a forward-looking vision of a non-nuclear war world. Sorry about that, misspoke. Now, President Obama also announced this week from the White House that he will host an elaborate state dinner at the White House for 5 Nordic leaders, now prime ministers of Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and Iceland, and the president of Finland will attend. Now, the White House chief executive chef, Kristina Comeford, created the menu of Scandinavian delicacies and the America's favorites for the 12th official state visit of the Obama's presidency. So we'll see how that goes. And there hasn't been too much cover, but they did release the menu. I'm not going to read it to you, but you can check it out online if you want to check out White House State Dinner. It's out there. Now, former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert won't appeal his 15-month sentence. His lawyers have confirmed today that the U.S. District Court Judge Thomas Durkin called the former speaker a serial child molester and required him to admit he sexually abused boys decades ago at Yorkville High School in Illinois. Now, the judge also ordered him to participate in a sex offender treatment program and pay $250,000 fine. Now, again, you can call in and tell me, hit me in the chat room, but that 15 months and he abused people for decades. He had 15 months. Now, the U.S. Congress bans Yahoo and Gmail. Now, a series of ransomware attacks on the House of Representatives has led Congress to ban members from using Yahoo Mail. That's according to a leaked email. Both Yahoo Mail and Gmail are named in the April 30th email, saying the attacks had increased in the past 48 hours, so Yahoo will be blocked until further notice. It adds that ransomware encrypts victims' files and demands ransom to be paid for unlocking. So there you have it. And if you're in a company or at home, home business, kind of stay away from Gmail and Yahoo. And don't open any foreign emails. No attachments, no links. If you don't know the person, don't open it. Or even if you know the person, probably not, might not want to open it. Now, Dean Skelos becomes the second powerful New York State politician to be sentenced to prison for public corruption. Now, the former New York State Senate Majority Leader was sentenced to 5 years in prison and fined $500,000 after being convicted of corruption charges. Now, last week, State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver was sentenced to 12 years in prison for taking $4 million in kickbacks from a real estate developer and two law firms. Now, Skelos was the leader of the Republican-controlled Senate, while Silver was a longtime speaker in the Democrat-controlled House. Now, Silver and Skelos together controlled a $150 billion state budget. Now, the U.S. District Court Judge Kimball Wood handed down a hefty fine because Skelos voted to strip new senators from receiving pensions if they were convicted. Now, he didn't want to do that for the old ones like himself, but for new senators, he wanted to strip them. So the judge pretty much threw a hefty fine at him. Now, Skelos is the fourth consecutive Senate Majority Leader accused of federal crimes and the third convicted. These are all Republicans. I don't know what to tell you about that. Now, former Massey Energy CEO John Blankenship lost his appeal Thursday to delay his sentence on a conviction related to the deadly 2010 mine explosion in Charleston, West Virginia. Now, Blankenship was scheduled to report to a California prison today to start his one-year sentence. That's all they got was 1 year. And Blankenship's lawyer filed an emergency motion Tuesday to allow their client to remain free on $1 million bail while the court considered an appeal. But federal prosecutors said allowing Blankenship to remain out on bail would violate federal law, allowing someone to be free while on appeal only in exceptional circumstances. Now, a federal jury in Charleston, West Virginia, convicted Blankenship in December 3rd, 2015, for conspiring to violate safety standards before the explosion of the Upper Big Branch mine that killed 29 workers. Now, on April 6th, the U.S. District Judge Irene Berger gave Blankenship the maximum sentence for a misdemeanor charge of conspiracy to violate mine safety standards and ordered him to prison rather than allowing him to remain free while on appeal. Now, again, he's going to have to serve 1 year. Just want to say it. That's the maximum sentence for violating standards that killed 29 people is 1 year in jail. He was also ordered to pay $250,000 as a fine, but 1 year in jail. You know, the Republicans do have it right. I just want to say this for the record. They probably should change some of those laws that's letting off rich people for killing poor people. I just want to say that for the record. You know, there are too many laws, and we need to stop immuning these guys, giving them immunity when they do something like that. This doesn't make any sense. By the way, Republicans aren't advocating that. They just want to change the laws so that it favors one group opposed to the other. We need to make it even. Get rid of it. Now, protesters are demanding better work conditions at Tyson Foods, Pilgrims, and Perdue. Now, they're the nation's largest poultry processors. Now, after a civil rights group found workers were denied bathroom breaks. Now, Oxfam America, this is the group that found it, that did the study, said that poultry companies are violating occupational safety, health and safety administration standards, the U.S. anti-discrimination laws, and the civil rights law. Now, get this. Anonymously, through interviews, because they don't want to post names for so that they can feel some kind of, you know, payback for giving information to investigators. But they, at some of those plants, have been told to wear diapers, to wear, and they actually had to go to the bathroom on themselves without any bathroom breaks, and they're in 40-degree temperature control rooms, and they were saying, you know, if you urinate on yourself with that, you're going to pretty much freeze in this bad skin irritation breaking out, all this other stuff. But it was disgusting, so I choose to give you the highlights of what that meant, but it was not a good study. Okay, that would be Tyson Foods, Pilgrim's, and Purdue. Now, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced that it had finalized a rule requiring much more detail information and on antimicrobial drugs distributed for the use in producing food-producing animals. Now, in an effort to reduce the bacterial resistance in medicine widely depend on for human health, manufacturers of antimicrobial drugs will now be required to submit detailed information on who the drugs were sold to, how much did they buy, and what they're going to be used for, in addition to the estimates of overall sales and distribution of the drugs for the food production already requires, like, they're already required by the FDA. Now, although companies have said in recent years that they would reduce the level of the drugs that are in the animals, in 2015, FDA report found the amount of drugs sold to farmers actually increased by 4% from 2013 to 2014, and by 22% between 2009 and 2014. Now, the new rule published in the Federal Registry on May 11th will require each sponsor, either the manufacturer or the distribution company, to submit an annual report to the FDA listing the amounts of each ingredient in the drug produced, sold, or distributed for food processing or for food-producing animals, so for cows, pigs, chickens, anything. So the drugs that are going to those animals, the FDA is asking them to give them a list. Now, genetic risk factors for asthma identified in recent years may not apply to black children or other minorities due to the studies including only white asthma patients, is what researchers have said. Now, a new study conducted by the University of California, San Francisco, found nearly all known genetic risk factors for asthma could not be replicated in black patients, finding instead other genetic markers that may increase the risk for the condition. Asthma is the most common chronic medical condition in children of all racial groups and ethnic groups. Now, in the United States, prevalence is high among Puerto Ricans at 18.4%, followed by 18.4% for Puerto Ricans, 14.6% for African Americans, and 8.2% for whites, and 4.8% for Mexicans. Now, among those groups, Puerto Ricans and black children's asthma are more severe and more difficult to control with medications. Now, that's according to research. Now, despite one-third of all children with asthma being black or Puerto Rican, less than 5% of all federal-funded lung disease research has included racial or ethnic minorities. Now, that's according to a separate study by the University of California, San Francisco researchers that was published last year in the PLOS Medicine. Now, Dr. Esteban Birch, a professor at the University of California, San Francisco, and director of the UCSF Asthma Collaboratory Lab, said that this paper is an important first step towards truly understanding the biology of asthma in African Americans. So let this be a warning to everybody. I think they're just saying that black people have a different biological makeup. That's why this stuff is not working. It is slowly coming, but surely, that people are now starting to admit things that people like Dr. Francis Chris Welsing has said, or Gerald Prukram, or Dr. Richard King, and all those guys have been saying for years that the medicines that they were giving people of color are not working the same way and they're causing more damage. But here we go. Now, former slaves in Albany were finally honored and reburied centuries later. Their exhumed bones point to the hard lives of slaves, like arthritic backs and missing teeth and muscular frames. In death, they were wrapped in shrouds, buried in pine boxes, and over centuries forgotten. Now, the remains of 14 presumed slaves will soon be reburied near the Hudson River, 11 years after the construction workers uncovered an unmarked gravesite. Now, this time, local volunteers are honoring the 7 adults, 5 infants, and 2 children in a way that would have been unthinkable when they died. Now, they will be publicly memorialized and buried in personal boxes beside prominent families of Old Albany. So here we go. This would be, well, I'm not going to even commentate on this, but if you want to join in, you can call us. You're listening to Esprit Net News on Esprit Radio, area code 323-693-3038. If you want to comment on this story or any other story, you know, feel free to join in, because I know I have a lot to say about it. So all you guys on the line, I just want to say hey and thanks for tuning in. And if you're in the chat room, just want to say hey. If you want to put some comments there, if they're relevant to the story, and I don't think they're going to take away from it, hey, I may mention them on the program. Now, just remember, if you've missed Esprit Net News at any time, you can check us out in the archives. Just go to espritradio.soulofsyracuse.com and check out our news stories. Hey, you can scroll through. I'm sure there's something that you probably missed, and in the words of Lucy Sanchez Abreu, it is always news you need to know, so there's going to be something on the program that you may have missed. So check out the archives and let us know. You can always email us at news@soulofsyracuse.com if you have any questions or comments or a news story that you would like us to talk about. Now, motorists are being convicted of driving under the influence of marijuana based on an arbitrary state standard that has no connection to whether the driver is actually impaired, says a study by the nation's largest auto club. Now, the problem is only growing as more states contemplate legalizing marijuana. Now, at least three, and possibly as many as 11 states will vote this fall on the ballot measures to legalize marijuana for medicinal or recreational use or both. Now, legislation to legalize it, the drug has been introduced in half a dozen states. Currently, 6 states, Colorado, Minnesota, Montana. Oh, I'm sorry for people in Minnesota. It is not in Minnesota. That's Montana. Colorado, Montana, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Washington have set specific limits on THC. That's the chemical in marijuana that makes people high. I guess that's what they're saying. Whatever in the drivers, I didn't say whatever to the study. But It's what makes people high, and the driver's blood is what they're saying. But in another released article this week, there's an article that said that there is no scientific way to test drivers if drivers are high. So there's a new landmark study that claims that unlike the simple breathalyzer test for alcohol, marijuana blood testing, used as a gold standard in six states, is far more complex and time-consuming. So you can't say that they're under influence if you can't give them a blood test, so there's no really quick breathalyzer to check to see if someone is under influence. All right, I don't know what to tell you. Now, Minnesota lawmakers are rushing to enact a law that can restrict the use of Prince's name and likeness in commercial ventures, affording more control to the heirs of the late musician's estate. Now, the soundtrack of Life and Pharaoh Prince, because he is a god he's the greatest amongst the people who are past and a god to those who are living. So the Pharaoh Prince, they are dubbing this new legislation the Prince Act. It's short for Personal Rights and Names Can Endure Law. The Personal Rights in Names Can Endure Law. It's the Prince Act. Now, Prince died on April 21st. The cause of death hasn't been officially released since sudden death. Surviving relatives have not been able to locate a will, which has prompted court action to determine how the assets will be divided. Now, the bill is specific about the protections your name, your image, a photograph of you, and or anything that identifies you. A person's voice would also be covered by the new law, which creates a minimum 50-year period of protection after death, and the law would take effect in August, but is expressly made retroactive, including those deceased individuals who died before the effective date. Now, there is a fair use exemption of any connection with news, including those, including public affairs or sports broadcasts. See, I started to run a Prince bad over this story because that is technically fair use when you use them for news stories. So just so that you know, we are still abiding by that and respecting Prince. Now, the measure would apply to everyone, not just celebrities. If it becomes law, Minnesota would join 17 other states with a right to control publicly that's guaranteed even after death. Supporters say Washington State's law was enacted after the passing of guitarist Jimi Hendrix. And if the measure becomes law, it would allow whoever controls Prince's estate to control the commercial use of his image. So there you have it. And I think the will probably be found within a year. But, you know, if you know anything about this stuff, if people can't find your will, you have to go to court so that they can do a search. And sometimes it's searched or filed under the attorney's name or a trust name or the person's name. So it does take a long while to search for wills if you don't have the will on hand. But it is filed with the state. If you filed a will with the state, it is there. But they have more immediate problems with a celebrity such so big as the soul Prince, the soundtrack of Life Prince. Now, Beyonce honored the great Prince on Monday night with a powerful tribute performance of his song The Beautiful Ones during the Dallas concert. Now, she captivated audience members as they roared in support of Beyonce, who held long notes and belted out powerful tunes. Now, what she did is, yes, on Monday night, Beautiful Ones, and then she performed Purple Rain. So it was a Purple Rain performance that everybody went crazy for. Now, Beyonce is currently in the middle of her formation tour, and she will continue to perform in the United States before jetting off to England for a concert in Sutherland on June 28th and begin her European leg of her tour there. She'll be back in the States in September to start her second U.S. leg. Now, this is not the first time that Beyonce has covered the song. She's also performed it in Glastonbury in England in 2011. So Beyonce, probably in Europe, will be giving a really good Prince tribute if you're anywhere near that concert. I'm sure you're going to see some purple going on in that place. Now, a Texas high school, is to build a $62.8 million 12,000-seat football stadium. It's the most expensive in the country. Now, the McKinley Independent School District in Texas will build that stadium, which is believed to be the most expensive. We don't know, for example, that it is the most expensive, I guess, but no one's come forth to say that their school district has spent more money, but $62 million, 62.8 to be exact. That is a lot of money. Now, the niece of Adolf Hitler's deputy, Hermann Göring, has revealed that she had herself sterilized rather than risk giving birth to a monster. Now, she lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico. She's in the United States, like most former Nazis and their kids. She's the great-niece of Hermann Göring, who founded the Gestapo, the secret police, and organized the Holocaust in order the Blitz on Britain. Now, she revealed how both she and her brother voluntarily sterilized. Now, the 60-year-old who practices herbal medicine is one of a number of relatives of infamous Nazis who have revealed how their family ties could have affected them. Her comments came as a part of a documentary series about the forgotten children of the Third Reich, whose parents and uncles were responsible for some of the worst atrocities in history. And not only those two, but there were other people, if you want to go check that out, the documentary, who were just, you know, family members, direct blood family members who got sterilized because the atrocities, their humanity had to be jacked. Just wanted to say that for the record. Now, Britain's 90-year-old monarch, Queen Elizabeth, had made a rare forte in political affairs after being caught on film characterizing Chinese officials as very rude in their dealings with their British counterparts during a state visit last year. Now, Queen Elizabeth II made the unguarded comments Tuesday while talking to a senior police officer at a rain-soaked garden party on the grounds of Buckingham Palace. With uncharacteristic bluntness, rarely ever seen in public, she said the Chinese had not dealt properly with Barbara Woodward, who was a British envoy to China. They were very rude to the ambassador, and the comments were recorded by palace-authorized cameramen working for three British networks and distributed to broadcasters under the pool arrangement. So it's probably the BBC that was there. But the BBC, I want to say this again for the record, the BBC won't keep your secrets. Even though British Broadcasting Corporation is kind of partially government-funded, like PBS in the United States, but they the last famous ruler of England who really hated the BBC was Winston Churchill. He called them the enemy within. And the CEO of the BBC at the time said, "How do you know that you're winning a war unless you know you are losing one?" So they believed that they need to tell the truth to give the people in a democracy, which, you know, we can throw some quotation question marks on, but people in a democracy need to know the truth. So the BBC won't hide your secret. So as a little secret for news, from one news person to you, that if you ever see an awards program that is tape delayed or they you know, tape it on a Wednesday and they're not showing it till Friday or the next month, or go to the BBC. If the BBC is covering, they will tell you who won everything on that day. On the day they taped, the BBC will not hold your information. That's not how they do. Now, Krispy Kreme is set to be taken over by a coffee giant and deal worth $1.35 billion. Now, J.B. Beach, a Luxembourg-based investment firm which owns Keurig Green Mountain, the coffee, and Peach Coffee and Tea, and Caribou Coffee, is taking the North Carolina Donut Company chain private. So they are about to own Krispy Kreme. I don't know what that means, but Krispy Kreme, coffee, and donuts, hey, seemed like a perfect match. Krispy Kreme is now done. $1.35 billion. A federal judge granted the Federal Trade Commission's request to halt the proposed $6.3 billion merger of Staples and Office Depot for violating antitrust laws, causing Staples to call off the deal. Hey, somebody needs to be policing this place, so good for them. Now, a Louisiana teacher, 28, avoids prison after pleading guilty to having sexual relationship with a 15-year-old boy. Now, Kaylee Umhuvo, 28, from Bowbridge in Louisiana, pled guilty to one count of cardinal knowledge of a juvenile, according to the St. Martin Parish District Attorney's Office. Now, I know where Bowbridge is, but I don't know what this charge of cardinal knowledge is, but she avoids prison at the same time. I don't understand. Now, black men see game rape of babies, daughters, mothers, and as a pleasurable pastime. This is according to a South African judge. Now, calls for the white female South African judge to quit after her social media message was leaked, and the comments made by South African judge Mabel Jansen, in which she suggested that rape is a part of black culture, has been widely condemned. Now, there is something to be said about a white South African telling the black people there that they rape and pillage. And I would use the pot, but I can't use those kind of analogies. Crazy. Now, that's in the news. I'm just sharing what's out there. Now, Maria Christina Johnson is alleged to have spent years living in a luxury high-end hotel and racking up thousands of dollars in debt in order in other people's names during her crime spree in California. Now, despite listing her occupation as a dog trainer, the 43-year-old lived an extravagant life of luxury, funded entirely off of stolen identities, which she stole after befriending people on dating websites, is what police say. So Maria Christina Johnson, if you run into her, I mean, she's pretty, 43, but she's going to take your lunch money and not going to give it back. Now, the vast majority of African Americans having plenty of the form of vitamin D that counts, their typical cells can readily use. That's according to a new study. Now, the population in the United States with the best bone health happens to be African American population, says Dr. Ravi Vadheim. Now, he's the professor of medicine at Massachusetts General Hospital and the leading author of this study. But almost 80% of these individuals are defined as having vitamin D deficiency. Now, this was perplexing. So blacks have only a quarter to a third as much of binding protein, is what he's saying. So the blood test for the 25-hydroxy form is misleading. Now, this study finds that because of those lower levels of that protein, that blacks still have enough of bioavailability vitamin, which explains why their bones look strong even though The blood tests say they shouldn't. Now, the conclusion from the study is that just because your total levels are low, it doesn't mean that we need to place you on vitamin D supplements, is what the doctor is suggesting. So the study was published Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine. It says early humans did not store up vitamin D reserves, so they didn't need as much binding protein. That would be the African, the black folks, whose function is to squirrel the vitamin D away in a form that it can be used later, which is European. So they need a binding protein because they didn't have vitamin D as much proficient where they were. So they had a storing protein that actually allowed them to store vitamin D. Black people didn't need it because they were actually in, they ate a lot of plants and all of those things high in vitamin D. So they didn't need that. Well, they had the minerals that made vitamin D and the sun. So, hey, here's another study on the same show that shows that pretty much you need to watch your doctor. That's what that pretty much says. Now, a new genetic analysis of ancient European hunter-gatherer men has revealed that he had dark skin and blazing blue eyes, which led scientists to rethink how white skin evolved. Now, the new analysis of DNA shows that man had a gene mutation for blue eyes, but not the European mutation for lighter skin, meaning that the skin genes in Europeans evolved much recently than previously thought. Now, the Nature magazine, the journal, they published a study in March 2016 which suggests that the light skin evolved not to adjust to lower light conditions in Europe compared to Africa, but instead because of diet that emerged after the agricultural revolution. Now, another study presented in the 84th annual meeting of the American Association of Physical Anthropologists, they offered a dramatic evidence of recent evolution of Europeans that showed that most modern Europeans didn't look much like those of 8,000 years ago. So most of us think of European as an ancestral home for white people. This is what the study is saying. The study shows that pale skin, as well as other such traits for tallness and the ability to digest milk as adults, arrived most recently. So here's the deal. Seven people from the 7,700-year-old archaeological site in southern Sweden had both light-skinned gene variances, and they didn't come around until about 5,800 years ago. There you have it. You're listening to SB Net News on SB Radio. Check back in with us. We don't have the closing music, but we're here. SBRadio.soulofsyracuse.com. We will definitely check you out. If you want to hear more of this story, hey, we've talked about it before, but the gene variant didn't come around until about 5,800 years ago. It swept into high frequency. We'll check you later, and make sure you tune in.